It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.
State Senate Republicans John Braun and Shelley Short were part of a Zoom media availability to announce a proposal for a special session to address impacts of the COVID-19 public health crisis.
What we're here for is to introduce a set of principles and a framework from the legislative Republicans for a special session and urge that it happen sooner, not later. And by that, I mean it needs to happen ideally before July and June after the revenue forecast, but before we get much further. And just to put it in perspective, you know, when we left session in March, we were just starting this, the public health crisis was starting. And since then, of course, we know a lot more, and there's still a health crisis in play, but it's also caused, as you know, an economic crisis, and that is going to lead to a budget crisis for the state. So this is a plan that acknowledges that it's time for the legislature to be in session and to take action to respond to these, to respond by protecting our seniors and our vulnerable workers, to help provide guidance on how we, and ideally help direct some of the stimulus money on how we get our economy back up and operating as quickly and safely as we can. And also to just start to look at the real cost to our budget and adjust spending now. And we know that if we can adjust spending now, that will make cuts that are gonna have to be made in the future a little bit easier and a little less impactful to the services we deliver to the citizens of the state of Washington.
As businesses are starting to reopen, that the legislature really needs to be called in to do its work. We've identified areas with long-term plan on hold and strong again and help them, you know, help them through this crisis and help them come out the other side and not make it worse. There are proposals that only the legislature will be able to enact. And so I just think it's time that we bring the legislature and the governor together to continue work. And I just like to recount, you know, back in 2009, when I first started serving in the House, we were in the recession. And Governor Gregoire, I remember it clearly, even though I wasn't in leadership, that she brought leadership together and they sat in a room and she sat in there with them to bring ideas and put ideas on the table and to come out of this the other end. They were difficult decisions, but they were made. And I feel like we have an opportunity now where things have settled down a bit, to take an opportunity to do the same thing.
Senators Braun and Short took questions from reporters.
So how would this work? Because we've all talked about this before. Would it be a virtual session, or would you try to gather with trying to have social distancing? And you said it was after the June forecast, but before the start of July?
Yes. So two questions. One, I think both the House and, well, I believe the House, but I know the Senate staff, Secretary of the Senate and his staff have been working to figure out how we would do this remotely. We think it is possible. We'd have to change a few rules. There'll still have to be a few people present. For instance, Senator Short, as the minority floor leader, would likely have to be there, as well as the majority floor leader. And maybe a few others, the lieutenant governor, but most folks could be remote, and we'd have to figure out a voting system for the Senate that looks a little bit more like the House. But we think it's entirely doable, and we can do it safely. We'd have to pre-plan it to make sure we know, got an idea of what we're doing, that we can do it in a transparent way and get in there, do the people's business, and get out. I think that it's smart to wait till after. One thing, sooner is better. But I think the soonest we can probably put this together is the middle of June. And I think having the June forecast, which I believe comes on the 17th, will give us valuable information to make decisions on. But we need to get it done before July 1. We know July 1 is when much of the new spending goes into effect for the supplemental budget. And as we look at this very significant reduction in revenue, $3.5 billion in this biennium, and really only a year left, right? And about the same amount in the next biennium. We're going to have to make significant reductions. The easiest place to do that is by not spending more money. Let's stop digging. And if we're going to do that, we need to do it before July 1.
Have you mentioned this to Governor Inslee? What does he say?
We haven't had as much dialogue with Governor Inslee as we would like, and I think the public would expect. But I think we've been pretty clear in the opportunities we've had that the legislature should be more involved, that we have an appropriate role. Certainly in the budget process, we are the branch of government responsible for budgeting the money of our state's money. So I don't think this will be any surprise to the governor. And I'd like to think this could be helpful to the governor, that he doesn't have to shoulder this by himself. We are here. We have a good understanding. We've been listening in our caucuses, and I think the other caucuses, to the people around the state of Washington. And I think we have a good sense for what's expected and what needs to be done to get us through this.
What's the ultimate goal? You talk about, you know, balancing the budget. Obviously, that has to be done by state law. But is the goal also here to end the shutdown and the executive orders on closing businesses and things like that? Because I know a lot of your constituents and some of your members have been pushing for that as well. They just want it over right now.
If you look at the detailed proposal, you see that this isn't focused on specifically on the governor's proclamations or ending the shutdown. But we do recognize that. So I go back to the 3 points I made earlier. There are places where we haven't quite met our goals with regard to taking care of the health of our citizens, in particular in long-term care and congregate settings. We have done not as well as we should be. We are also not doing everything we could do to protect our other seniors that are still in the workplace. So there's work we can do there, and I think those ideas will help make our state better in a public health crisis. In terms of getting started again, this is not simply a matter of let everybody go back to work. The governor's got a plan, and while we have legitimate differences with parts of his plan, we understand there's got to be a process. But just getting folks back to work, depending on your industry, may not be enough. We actually propose looking at how we use some of the stimulus money from the federal government to keep these small businesses in particular afloat until they can get their feet back underneath them. We look at how we can keep folks, workers that are at risk, safe as we restart the economy. So this is about a much broader array of things. And then finally on the budget, the key point here is we know with certainty that there's going to be a significant reduction in revenue. The preliminary outlook, as everybody's heard, is roughly $7 billion over the remainder of the four-year budget. That, in my opinion, is probably still a bit optimistic, depending on how quickly we get the economy restarted. So we know that there's budget challenges, and we know the sooner we do that, you know, either by stopping a new spending that's going to start July 1 or taking reasonable reductions that have, you know, minimum impact on services to citizens of the state of Washington. Stopping that early means we don't have as big a hill to climb. We're climbing it slower. That's going to make it easier. None of this is going to be easy, but if we can do things sooner to change the cost curve, that's going to mean we can preserve some of those crucial services for our citizens. So, there's a lot of detail as you go into the proposal, but this is really about making sure we keep Washington safe and we get it back on track as safe as possible.
The thing that people need right now is certainty, and they need to know that the entire state of Washington, the process, the legislative branch, the executive branch, are working together. And, you know, we gave the governor, I mean, he obviously has that authority to act in a space to do the emergency work that needed to be done. But I think the more I hear from folks back home and around the state is, you know, the legislature needs to be a part of this too. These issues aren't easy issues, but when we can come together and have the give and take and figure out what that looks like and do it together, I think what it shows to the citizens of Washington State that we have leaders who are willing to come together and just get the work done. And I don't think any system is best when just one person is governing. And we've shown that it can happen before. We've done it in tough times in the state, and I have no doubt we can do it again. And I think really folks are at a point where that's where they expect. And so this special session really is designed to do that. and pull everybody into the process.
Just in terms of trying to, for special sessions, you really need to kind of pre-bake the agenda and go in with an agreement. This looks like a pretty broad agenda. So I'm just curious about sort of your thoughts on that. How to be as strategic about this. And then specific to the spending, Senator Braun, I have not seen a dollar figure, and I'm wondering if you have or have an estimate on how much new spending kicks in on July 1.
This proposal, this framework, and it's really meant to be, you know, a guide that hopefully can be adopted in a bipartisan fashion, envisions, I think it's 13 bills that you could do all this in. So, if I mean, you could see a process where we come in, we find a method to safely convene and hear, you know, have hearings, get public input, and respond, and then ultimately pass through both chambers, you know, say 10 to 15 bills. That seems like a reasonable approach for a short special session. And you know, of course, and this is just one idea, but we like to think it's a thorough idea and one that could be implemented. As far as how much spend, that's a good question. I'm not sure I know exactly the answer. I believe, and it also depends on how you look at it. So, as an example, the 3% raise that all public sector employees will get July 1, if you do that for everybody, both represented and non-represented, and you count it over the full. The remainder of the four-year balance, that's, I think, about $400 million. Now, if you just count it in the individual fiscal year or biennium, it's a little less, it's less than that, obviously. But knowing that we're going to be struggling through the next likely 2 to 3 years to get our feet back under us economically, that, you know, thinking about it in the four-year time frame makes sense. So I would say off the top of my head, if you look at the, if you consider in the remainder of the 4 year, you're probably close to $1 billion that you could turn you could not do, and if when you got a $7.5 or $7 billion potential deficit over that time period, you know, stopping an extra $1 billion in spending, that's a big step forward.
And can you just speak in terms of the governor would likely call a special session, but it does seem like there's some Democratic support for going into special session, maybe sooner, maybe later. But can you just tell us a little bit about what the process will be behind the scenes over the coming days to try to make this proposal or this pitch a reality? Because I don't think you're up against a total brick wall of opposition to this. On the other hand, you may need to twist some arms and certainly have to convince the governor, who I think he thinks waiting at this point makes more sense.
Yeah, I think even myself and perhaps others on the call weren't convinced, you know, a month ago that a special session in June was necessary. But as we all know, every day in this crisis, we learn something new, and our opinions about what the right answer is for the state of Washington evolve. And this is where we're at right now. And I think that we're not unique here, as you've reported, Austin. Other caucuses, other legislative leaders are coming to the same conclusion that understand, and they recognize, I think the legislature in particular, recognize the very difficult decisions they will have to make next year to put the budget together, and recognize that if we get after it sooner, it significantly helps us balance future budgets and not do any more harm than necessary not restrict or reduce any more than necessary the services that we deliver the citizens of the state of Washington. So I as I said earlier, I haven't heard back from the governor on this proposal. I hope so. I think ultimately, if all four caucuses think this is a good idea, I think that the governor will, I'd like to think the governor will ultimately support that. We do have the option, of course, of calling ourselves into special session. But as you know, that's never been done. I think it's unlikely it'll be done in this case. But I do like to think that the governor will see the wisdom of getting this done early, or acting early, to mitigate the effects of these three crises.
Are there any specific programs that maybe haven't taken effect that maybe you would look to stop before it starts?
I think there's some there's a couple things you can think about. If you remember, the governor, in supplemental budget, we added roughly $1 billion in spending. The governor vetoed about $250 million of that. So that leaves another $750 million of spending. And much of it, stuff that was, you know, had bipartisan support. So just to understand, we aren't necessarily finding, picking things here that aren't good ideas and don't deserve support. We're making a choice between adding more spending or the potential for not only not being able to sustain that, 6 months from now, but also having to cut some other program that is currently in existence because we spent extra money. So, I mean, and some of the things are, get broad bipartisan support. Use the example of the, two entitlements that will go into effect that come to mind. And this is not saying we don't support those. It's just, do we want to put them into effect right now? Is the expansion of ECAP and the College Promise or the Washington College Grant? These are good things for the state of Washington. But when we're faced with, do we want to add something else and then know that we'll have to cut it in 6 months and also have to cut it something else to pay for that 6 months? I think it wiser to delay the implementation of some of those things until we're on better financial footing.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.